year ago. And it is good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I noted then that you're part of a long tradition of commerce and trade between our peoples.
Commerce, trade,
long before Russia peoples. And the United States even exchanged ambassadors,
Russia,
we exchanged
United
goods.
States. Exchange
in fact, before coming to Washington, President Medvedev visited California and Silicon Valley.
California, Silicon Valley.
To explore new partnerships, in science,
partnerships,
technology,
science,
and in venture capital.
Technology, venture
while
capital.
There, he pledged Russia's support to preserve
Russia's
the historic Fort Ross in Sonoma County, an enduring reminder of the early Russian settlements and trade
Russian
that
settlements.
Brought Russian goods to our young nation.
Goods. To young nation.
Some have even wondered whether our Declaration of Independence
Declaration
may have
of
been signed with goose quills from
signed
Russia.
Goose quills, Russia.
More than 200 years later,
200
it's a sign
later.
Of the times that during his visit to Silicon Valley,
President Medvedev
opened his own Twitter account.
Twitter account.
I have one as well, and I said during our press conference today that we may be able to finally get rid
press
of those
conference.
Old red phones.
Said, get rid red phones.
As we all know, despite the surge in trade
surge
in recent
trade.
Years, the economic relationship between
but
the United States and Russia is still largely one of untapped potential.
Untapped potential.
And I pointed out last year that our trade with Russia
year,
is only about the same as our trade
Russia,
with Thailand,
same
a country
Thailand,
with less than half the population
less
of Russia.
Half population.
So obviously there's more work to do.
More work to do.
That's why part of the reset of the U.S.-Russia relationship
U.S.-Russia relations.
Required us creating the
includes.
U.S.-Russia Bilateral Partnership Commission.
U.S.
Presidential Commission to explore
commission.
A whole range
presidential
of
commission.
New opportunities, including
explore
economic partnerships that create jobs,
economic
and opportunities
partnerships
for both
create
our peoples.
Jobs,
and
create opportunities.
Under Secretary Locke and Minister
Nebulina's
leadership, that's what we have done. Companies
leadership
represented here today are moving forward with
companies
a series
moving forward.
Of major trade and investment
major
deals that will create jobs for both Americans and Russians across
Americans,
many sectors,
Russians,
from aerospace to automotive engineering
aerospace,
to the financial sector and high technology.
Financial, high
I am
technology.
Especially pleased that Boeing and
happy.
Russian technologies
Boeing,
are moving forward with a $4
billion
deal on
50
Boeing 737s.
50 Boeing
737. This is a win for Russia, creating a long-term
Russia,
market for its raw materials,
market,
and resulting
materials,
in modern airplanes for Russia's
airplanes.
Travelers.
Russia's
it's obviously a win for the United States because
win
this partnership
United
could add
States.
Up to 44,000 new jobs in
new
the American aerospace industry.
American aerospace
this reflects
industry.
My administration's National Export Initiative, and it's a
National
perfect
Export
example
Initiative.
Of the shared prosperity and the high-tech jobs
shared
that we can create together.
High-tech jobs.
So today, President Medvedev
together.
And I agreed to expand trade
agreed.
And commerce even further.
Expand.
We agreed to deepen our collaboration
further.
On energy efficiency
deepen
and clean energy technologies.
Energy efficiency.
We reached
clean
an agreement that will allow the United States to
United
begin
States
exporting all
begin
our poultry products to Russia
poultry.
Once again.
To Russia.
Chicken's important.
Chicken. Important.
I want to again thank President Medvedev and his team for resolving this issue, which is
resolving
an important
issue.
Signal about Russia's seriousness
signal
about achieving
Russia
membership in the World Trade Organization.
Membership
and
WTO.
That's why I told President Medvedev that our team
I
should accelerate their efforts to work together to complete this process
efforts,
in the very near future.
Near future.
I believe that Russia belongs
Russia
in the WTO.
Belongs
that's good for
WTO.
Russia, it's good for America,
good for Russia.
And it is good for the world
America.
Economy.
World economy.
I pledge to President Medvedev that the United States wants to be
United
Russia's partner
States
as he pursues his vision of modernization
partner.
And innovation
modernization
in Russia, including
Russia.
His initiative
innovation
to create a
Russia.
Russian Silicon Valley
Russian
outside
Silicon
of Moscow.
Valley.
American companies
outside
and universities
Moscow.
Were among the first
American
to invest
companies.
In this effort, and I'm pleased that a number of you here today are
effort.
Going to be working with it as well. Now, there's still a lot more that we can do to encourage
to
trade and investment.
Encourage
and obviously in Russia,
trade.
And President Medvedev and I discussed this, issues of transparency
discussed
and accountability
transparency,
and rule of law remain
of
absolutely
law.
Critical.
Critical.
This is the foundation on
foundation
which investments and economic growth
investment,
depends, and I very much appreciate and applaud President Medvedev's efforts
applaud
in this area.
President
today we
Medvedev's
took another
efforts.
Step forward. Our two
another step.
Governments are making a joint commitment to
joint
open
commitment.
Government that fosters transparency and combats
transparency.
The corruption that stifles
combating
economic
corruption.
Growth. Of course, ultimately, it's you, the private sector,
private sector
our entrepreneurs, who create jobs and unleash
jobs,
economic growth.
Unleash economic
it's
growth.
The market that's been the most powerful
market
force in history for creating opportunity
force,
and prosperity.
Creates opportunity,
it's not
prosperity,
the resources we pump or pull from the ground.
Not
it's the imagination and the creativity
imagination
of our people.
Creativity of people.